Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week we're taking another look at another couple of cartoons. That's right. We are continuing our train, our trail, our road, our ice brigade through the dark and stormy jungles of the Berenstain Bears 1985 Saturday morning cartoon show. I believe this is episode 5. Yes, it is episode 5, and it's a special one. It is two episodes based on pre-existing Berenstain Bears books. We have the Berenstain Bears and Too Much Birthday, and then the Berenstain Bears Avert a Catastrophe, Keep Papa from Getting Killed. What is it called? The Berenstain Bears Try Not to Show Up Their Father Too Much. The Berenstain Bears Do This, That, and the Other Thing. The Berenstain Bears To the Rescue, and the Berenstain Bears To the Rescue, which is also based on a pre-existing Berenstain Bears Scouts-oriented book that I believe they've added quite a bit of plot to in order to make it what it is. So let me go get my headphones. I'll be right back, and we'll watch A Summer Bear, A Summer Stains, Berenstain Bears. I'll be right back at you. So we watched two episodes of the Berenstain Bears cartoon. We watched the Berenstain Bears and Too Much Birthday and the Berenstain Bears To the Rescue. Both of them based on pre-existing books, the Berenstain Bears and Too Much Birthday and the Berenstain Bears To the Rescue. It's not much. I've covered these stories before. Let me see. When did I do To the Rescue? Oh, okay. Because Berenstain Bears To the Rescue was one of the small format, like it was one of like the small book, like Soccer Star, and there's a mini storybook. It was in the mini storybooks episodes that I covered To the Rescue. So it was pretty much what we saw here. We started off with the Berenstain Bears Too Much Birthday. And if you remember the plot of Too Much Birthday, it was that the cubs are out with Papa Bear. He's cutting down trees to make furniture, and they count the rings in the trees. And Sister Bear's like, I have a birthday coming up. So they talk about her birthday. Papa decides to throw her a big birthday party, even though Mama's worried it might be too much birthday. They invite a ton of kids over. They play musical chairs, pin the tail on the donkey. There is pony rides and a merry-go-round. There's cake and presents. And Sister gets overwhelmed, starts crying because she loses at musical chairs. She can't get the prize for the pin the tail on the donkey game. There's just too much going on. And Mama decides that Sister has had too much birthday. However, after opening her presents and having cake with her friends, she calms down a bit, and they realize the biggest thing about the birthday is, in fact, celebrating the new year in Sister's life. She's gone from 5 to 6. They measure her height on the wall chart, and they show her the handwriting samples from the previous school year to the next, and they see that she's grown. She hasn't just grown another year. She's grown as a person. She's grown as a character. She's grown as a sister. And brother is instrumental in helping her figure that out. He's very supportive throughout the story. And exactly the same thing happens in the cartoon. It is fundamentally the same exact story, except we linger a little bit in the beginning on Papa Bear's job, on what exactly it is Papa Bear does. And he is a furniture maker in town. He makes custom furniture that he apparently sells on his lawn, because that's, I guess, what we do in Beartown. Some woman shows up. She's important enough that we see her walking in the background before we see her in the show proper. She like arrives. She's walked on foot. Mama greets her, but never refers to her by name. And the woman, and then she talks about like, oh, I hope Papa's careful out there with the cubs cutting down trees in the forest. But as you can see, he's been spending a lot of time building a lot of great furniture. And the woman's like, indeed he has been. I notice he has been. There's so much nice furniture. In fact, that's why I'm here. I'm here to pick up some furniture. It's like a conversation. And then it just cuts away. We never hear about this bear again. I don't know who she is. Mama never says her name. She doesn't greet her by name, nothing. She's just a bear who we've never seen before and we'll never see again. The rest of the episode plays out pretty much as is. A few amusing things are the fact that Sister has like that list of cubs she wants to invite that like goes down to the floor. And then when the cubs do show, I was wondering to myself, like, how are they going to pull off all these cubs? There's only like, what, like four cubs who are ever like animated besides like Too Tall and his friends? How are they going to pull this off? What they do is they throw in a bunch of rando cubs and some, it was clear that they were just like, we have three voice actors in the booth today. Just make up some cub voices. So there's cubs talking like this. And there's cubs talking like this. And little cubs talk. Like, they just have voices all over the place that they just toss in lines here and there. Because it's mostly Fred and Brother Bear who say most of the lines. I was wondering if they were going to do Sister, go all the way to Sister Crying. Because when they did, I know in the PBS series, when they do stories, pre-existing books adapted to PBS, they really soften the cubs' emotions in those episodes. Like the highs and the lows. They really just sort of neuter the cubs as emotionally demonstrative characters. And would probably soften Sister's reaction if it was on PBS. But no, in Saturday Morning, she has a full-on burst into tears to the discomfort of her friend's reaction. So kudos again to Saturday Morning Television to Hanna-Barbera for just sticking in, for Stan and Jan, for really just sticking to your guns and saying, no, we're doing the story as told. This is an adaptation of the actual book. And it is. It's an adaptation of the actual book. Now we get to Berenstain Bears to the Rescue, and it also is pretty much just the book on screen. This is the one where the cubs have to get their rescue merit badges. They're going to meet up with Scout Leader Jane, and they're going to get their merit badges, but they're trying desperately not to be overheard by Papa, because the last few times he's gone out with them to do anything, he screwed everything up. Papa overhears them. He leaps to his feet. He insists that he's the expert at rescuing, and he carries the cubs on his misadventures through the rescue. And it pretty much follows exactly what happens in the book. They're walking. First, Scout Leader Jane is like, the cubs have to do this all by themselves. You cannot help them. He's like, I'm not going to help them. I'm just going to be here because they're going to need me. So the first thing that happens is he hears a bear drowning. He thinks a bear is drowning near the old mill. So he dives in to save her, but it is not a bear drowning. He thinks the bear is like screaming for help, but it's actually his own mother singing the minor 40. What's the song? Oh, My Darling Clementine, in an old-fashioned full-body swimsuit and bonnet with a sunshade. She's just doing it in the water. Papa dives in to save her, but of course she doesn't need saving. But Papa does, because he lands on his head. Brother Bear's like, let's do a double lasso. I'll tie a lasso on one end of this rope, tie a lasso on the other. Lasso Papa's foot, and the other one I'll loop onto the old mill wheel so that as it turns, it'll pull Papa out of the water. Of course, Papa is stuck, so the mill wheel tugs, and then he snaps out and goes flying, and it's hilarious and slaps sticky, but it works. And one thing that happens is as the cubs rescue Papa throughout the episode, Scout Leader Jane writes things down on her like clipboard. So Papa's like, great, water rescue. You pulled it off. Good job. Then he tries to rescue a brand new character in Bear Country, a character who in 10 and a half years I've never encountered. Farmer Ben's daughter. Farmer Ben's daughter. We don't know her name. She's only referred to as Farmer Ben's daughter. Is she in the book? Maybe she's in the book. Hold on. I'm going to see if she's in the book. Okay, yes. She is in the book. She's featured in the book. She's dressed very differently than she is in the episode. But she's in the book. She's featured prominently in the book. Farmer Ben's daughter does not have a name. She's not given a name. She's given a face, which she does not have in the book. You never see her from the front in the book. You see her from the front in the cartoon episode. She's leading a cow to go milk, but Papa thinks she's being chased by a bull or something, and he goes to rescue her, but he accidentally angers the actual bull by waving his handkerchief around. The cubs think he's waving a red handkerchief, and that's what angers the bull, but as Freddie points out, it's not actually the color red. Bulls are colorblind. It's just the distracting movement that gets them all riled up. So they wave their hats to distract the bull from killing Papa Bear, and for that, they save him, and for that, they get written down again by Scout Leader Jane. Then Papa sees what he thinks is somebody being attacked by bees. It's not bees. It is beekeeper Bruin. Beehive Bruin, the beekeeper, who wasn't being attacked. He's just tending his bees. But Papa accidentally knocks over the beehive and gets attacked by bees. Fortunately, the cubs have a spray. Now, in the book, the cubs pull out what is just called a bug bomb. It says that one of the cubs' scouts pulls out a bug bomb and sprays the bees. Now, of course, by the time this episode came out, they were like, we can't just have the cubs kill a bunch of bees. So they have Freddy pulls it out. He pulls out the spray and he's like, well, don't worry. I have this spray that will chase the bees and make them go away or something without hurting them, which it does. They just cough and go back to their hive. Again, these are cartoon bees, though, so they have personalities. But still, I'm like, I don't think that exists, Cousin Fred. I don't think that bee spray actually exists. So finally, Papa thinks he sees someone falling off a nearby cliff. And in the book, it's actual factual grabbing onto a branch over the edge of a cliff. And so Papa thinks he's in trouble. Now, in the cartoon, it's different. He just sees actual factual's hand. And it's like feeling along the edge of the cliff. And which doesn't even look like he's in trouble because the hand is like actually moving along the edge of the cliff. In any case, it's actual factual looking for rocks. Papa's like, so in the book, Papa goes running so fast he trips and falls off the cliff. But in the TV show, he actually recognizes his mistake early on. He stops and he's like, okay, you aren't in danger. I recognize that. But then the cliff gives way underneath him and Papa gets caught. And they think, well, actually, they think he's dead. They literally are just like, he fell down a 1,000-foot gorge, but he gets caught by his suspenders. His suspenders get caught on a branch and they throw him down a rope. They pull him up and rescue him. And then the Cubs, this is just like in the book. The Cubs are like, well, we saved Papa a lot, but we didn't get our badge. And then Teacher Jane or Scout Leader Jane is like, actually, I've been following you this whole time. And I have 4 badges to hand out. So she gives them each a rescue merit badge. And Sister in the cartoon is like, but wait a minute. You said you had 4 badges. Who's the 4th badge for? And she's like, for Papa Bear. Because he kept his word. He taught you guys how to be rescue bears. Like, that's it. Papa gets a badge for getting in trouble. And that's what happens in the episodes. How do they compare to the books? How do they compare to the original books? Perfectly. They're perfect adaptations of the books. Sometimes the cartoons add to the story in a really meaningful way. Sometimes they detract from the story in a way that I find distracting. But these are two pitch perfect adaptations of two pretty entertaining stories. One that teaches a lesson and one that's just there for purely entertainment. There is such a thing as too much birthday. They do laugh at Mama for saying that heartily several times. But there is such a thing as too much birthday. Don't die. Your kids will save you or something. I don't know what there's no lesson in the second one. It's just slapstick fun. It's just slapstick fun with the Berenstain Bears. That's what this show should be called. Slapstick fun with the Berenstain Bears. So That's it. There is a new book out, by the way. There's a new Berenstain Bears book out. I have it. It's on the roster. I will be pulling it out and we will be covering a book maybe next week. Maybe I'll do another TV episode. I don't know. But there is a new book out that just came out, just dropped, just hit people's mailboxes. So I'll be covering the new Berenstain Bears book ASAP. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of this big, bold, hairy experience. Experiment. And I'll see you all next time, deep in Bear Country.